Ireland, politicians back globalism, but people fear country changing too quickly, too politically correct. By Virginia Hale on May 2, 2019. While the political and media class in Ireland doubled down on their support for open borders, a new survey has revealed the majority of the country's citizens feel uneasy about the globalist transformation taking place. The Irish Times brimmed with optimism reporting the results of its 2019 Sign of the Times survey at the weekend, declaring that the research showed a seismic shift in the country's social and moral mores in a very short period of time. In its analysis of social attitudes revealed by the survey, the newspaper hailed the birth of a new Ireland, which is best exemplified by referendum victories in 2015 and 2018 for same-sex marriage and for the removal of most abortion restrictions. There is a progressive outlook on important social issues with significant part of our society, SICK, proclaims the Behavior and Attitudes Market Research Company on one page of its report. Accompanying this text are figures showing a majority, 54%, said they felt pride in their nation's vote to allow same-sex marriage, but only 53% of respondents were either neutral to or disagreed with the statement, "We are losing Irish identity in face of foreign national influx." Not everyone in the country is entirely comfortable with this new Ireland of openness and tolerance, the newspaper conceded, complaining about results which showed a majority, 61%, of respondents agreed the nation was changing too quickly and that 69% agreed Irish society was too politically correct. There is a danger that these underlying concerns could be exploited by some politicians in forthcoming elections, embroiling Ireland in the wave of nativism sweeping the globe, the Irish Times lamented. Research conducted in April revealed not one of Ireland's TDs, the equivalent of Britain's members of parliament, wants to restrict immigration to the country, with 65% telling a survey by independent radio station Newstalk they would keep migration levels the same and 35% wanting them increased, despite 50% of respondents admitting the subject is regularly brought up by constituents as a concern. Ian McShane, the journalist who provided the analysis of the statistics, did not make clear how citizens unhappy about mass migration are supposed to make their views heard to the people who are meant to represent them. Helping control the level of discourse in Ireland during elections is the European Network Against Racism, ENAR, an organization funded by Hungarian-American financier and convicted insider trader George Soros, as well as EU taxpayers, which drew up an anti-racism protocol which has been signed by a total of 12 Irish political parties, including the ruling Fine Gael and all other major parties. So far, there are no laws against so-called hate speech in Ireland, despite rising pressure from NGOs including the Civil Liberties Union for Europe. Liberties, another Soros-backed outfit, which recently celebrated Irish plans to ditch its blasphemy laws as a victory for free speech but also demanded the country urgently bring in laws against hate speech. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.